In this election year, it seems the laws of physics apply to the world of politics as well. Where polls are concerned, what goes up may well go down again. The latest poll conducted by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press found that voter opinion in the presidential race has seesawed dramatically in the month of September. To help explain this, we turn once again to Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center. Andy, good to see you again.
Happy to be here.
After weeks of head-to-head polling, President Bush got a sizable bounce coming out of the Republican convention in late August. What's happened since then?
Well, as recently as last week, when we did a survey of 1,000 registered voters, we had Bush ahead 52% to 40%. Over the course of the weekend and into this week, we found the race evening up again to 46% favoring Bush and 46% favoring Kerry. And when we look at likely voters, there's a small Bush margin, 47-46, but it's not statistically significant. So we've gone from a situation where there's a stable, deadlocked race to a situation where there's a lot of volatility, there's a lot of indecision in people's attitudes, and we actually see more swing voters on the fence now than we saw in the early summer, which is not the typical pattern.
With the race narrowing, what's happening? Is one candidate ascending while the other is starting to sink, or are they both moving?
Well, I think it's a couple of different cross currents. Senator Kerry's image took quite a licking at the Republican convention in the month of August, and some of that has begun to wear off. President Bush's image improved, and it's still pretty strong, but the continued discontents with Iraq, the continued discontents with the economy have anchored, so to speak, Bush's support. Unfortunately for Senator Kerry, most say they still prefer Bush over Kerry on Iraq by a 52-40% margin.
Well, what about those swing voters, that highly coveted group of voters that have yet to make up their minds?
We had 21% in June and July. It's now up to 25% because more people say they might change their mind. Both candidates have somewhat weaker support than they had a month ago. And the hallmark of President Bush's candidacy, though, is his support is a lot stronger and a lot more positive than John Kerry's support.
Well, that's one of the things that political watchers mull over, not just the numbers, but how committed voters are to the candidates that they favor. And beyond that, what about this issue of confidence in the candidate? Supporting a candidate is one thing, but the belief that that candidate will actually be able to win.
Well, what's happened is that confidence in Senator Kerry's abilities to win and in his candidacy has plummeted, especially among Democrats. In August, 66% of Democrats thought Kerry would win the presidency in November. That's fallen to 43%. So there's a shadow over the Kerry campaign among Democrats.
To what extent does that reflect the notion that polls are self-fulfilling prophecies, that voters lack confidence in a candidate because they've heard a poll that notes that President Bush got a big bounce coming out of the election?
In point of fact, this survey is a refutation of that notion, because people have lost confidence in his candidacy, yet they continue to say they're supporting him at higher numbers than they were a week ago. Reflecting the fact that what polls do is provide a check on the conventional wisdom that gets fed back to the public, and then a new notion about what's happening in the world is created.
Andy Kohut is the director for the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Always good to talk to you, Andy.
Happy to be here. Thank you.